All right, now this is shocking. Over 22% of Israelis over the age of 18 smoke, and that statistic is from 2017. One organization is doing all it can to fight the habit, and joining us with more is Jeff Steyer, senior fellow with the Consumer Choice Center's anti-smoking campaign here in Israel.
Good
Thanks
to be
for
with
joining
you.
Us. All right, so tell us a little bit about the statistics here in Israel. I kind of gave a general statistic, but you probably have
Absolutely.
Better data.
Smoking rates throughout the world have been going down in the U.S., in the U.K., in developed countries, they've been going down. But strangely, in Israel, they've been moving in the wrong direction. More people are smoking. It was under 20% the year before last. Now it's over 22%. And cigarette smoking is number one preventable cause of disease in this country, in almost every developed country. And what we want to do is we want to find ways to lower the rate of smoking.
Right. Well, I mean, the question is there any information as to why that number is growing here in Israel?
Yeah.
There's so many, you know, startups coming out of the country that are anti-smoking. So why are more people smoking?
Well, a lot of people are anti-smoking, but the question is, are the tools that we're giving people to quit good enough?
And, okay.
One of the most respected professors in public health in Israel, Leah Rosen at Tel Aviv University, did a study and found that very few people are being helped by the gum and the patch and the pharmaceutical
Right.
products that are available. Only 8%, she said, of people who use those products a year later continue not to smoke.
So what is the answer here? How do you stop smoking?
Well, there are a lot of different ways to stop smoking, and as everyone knows, they're very different. It's very difficult. But over the last decade, we have learned that there are lower risk products that are not safe, that kids shouldn't use, but they're a lot less harmful than cigarette smoking. We know the danger from smoking is not the nicotine, but it's the burning of the tobacco and inhaling
right.
it. Public Health England did a study, and they did a very big analysis, and they found that e-cigarettes are 95% less harmful than smoking.
Right.
Yet in Israel, very few people know about e-cigarettes, and when they hear about it, they hear that, oh, it's just as dangerous
yeah.
as smoking. This morning, I testified at a Knesset hearing about IQOS, which is a heated tobacco product. It's, again, not safe. Kids shouldn't be using it. But it reduces the amount of exposure, according to the FDA, significantly to some of the most harmful chemicals that you get from cigarette smoking. Yet for some reason, the public health community in Israel vehemently
right.
opposes these products.
Well, is there, okay, so that's, it's an issue in itself, but is there any legal recourse that can be made to address this issue? What is the advice that you give to Israel right now?
Well, Israel has to change course. Countries like the U.S., like the U.K., are embracing this concept of tobacco harm reduction, of lowering the risk mm-hmm. from smoking by not smoking and using lower risk products, many of which have nicotine, but nicotine is not the harmful component. It's the addictive component, but it's nicotine itself is not particularly harmful
right.
to adults other than pregnant women. So the goal is to move people down what we call the risk continuum, to lower risk products, from cigarette smoking to something like IQOS, a heated product, or better yet, an e-cigarette, which is a product that heats nicotine and you get a vapor. These products are significantly less harmful. The Israeli public needs to know about these products and needs to know the truth about them so that they can make informed decisions to lower their risk. And so
right.
far...
And so we can bring those numbers down because
significantly,
it's pretty
shocking. And bring down the risk. And I think that's the goal of public health today, needs to inform Israelis about the lower risk products
yeah.
today. Unfortunately, the Israeli public health community is failing the public, and we need to change that.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.